Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week five of the high school football season. The North Huskies get to the halfway point tonight, coming off a hard-fought 19-14 setback to the Wrights Panthers this past week, and they'll be at home tonight. They'll take on the Bossy Bulldogs. Head coach Zach Nero will join us when this North football show continues here on this Friday on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, head coach Zach Nero joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how are we doing, Dan?
We're doing fine, doing fine. Hopefully, if not tonight, certainly by early next week, you guys will feel more like football weather as opposed to these summer drills. It's just been last couple of weeks, but, you know, everybody's dealing with it. So, again, hopefully it's sooner rather than later the weather's going to break. But let's just kind of go back to last Friday night. We knew it was going to be a hard-fought football game between the Huskies and the Panthers at the Bowl. 19-14, the final. Just some final thoughts on that game with Wrights.
Well, you know, I felt like the biggest takeaway is our kids battled the whole time. You know, I mean, we put ourselves in some bad positions with the turnovers and penalties and just, you know, just kind of mix up of, you know, just being in situations. And that's on us as a staff for not kind of working on that stuff more. But, you know, sometimes those situations can also be really hard to emulate and simulate for the kids to even kind of get it, you know. But nonetheless, it's still on us, and we've got to fix that. But I felt just overwhelmed with the positivity that we showed of the grit and the fight through the whole entire thing. You know, I really do believe that we kind of put ourselves in a lot of those positions. And that's not to take anything away from Wrights. I mean, they capitalized and they had a heck of a game plan against us. But, you know, I just felt really proud in a sense, not to lose, but just kind of the way our kids battled. Is the best way to say it. You know, I mean, that was just my biggest takeaway from it all. And that just kind of shows some of the buy into the culture and the climate. Now, on the flip side of that, there shows some of the things that we've got to really work on and hone in on, which, you know, whenever you talk about growth in a culture and growth within a uniformed identity, it's not always as perfect as you want it to be. And, you know, and the timing of that is not really – it's dictated by the group itself and things that you do and so many other things that you are really out of your control as a coach especially. And so, you know, I'm just kind of been reevaluating things on my own end and just making sure am I doing the right things and just kind of looking at it from there. But I was very happy with the grit that we showed throughout the game.
Coach, I mean, you break down statistically that game and, you know, 19-14, five-point game. I mean, everything is pretty even, you know, with regards to yards, running, and passing. And then, like you said, I mean, both teams had kind of their fair share of turnovers. Both teams had their fair share of penalties. You know, you look at a football game and, you know, a game that is that evenly matched, there are always maybe a couple of the plays that you would love to have over. Was there one or two things that happened and transpired during the course of that game that you felt was the difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I really just think that you take away the turnovers, right? Which the first turnover, you know, we're going to live with it. It was kind of a set design play that, you know, the kid knew what to do. I kind of wish if he didn't feel comfortable. I mean, it was 4th and 10, and, you know, it was a double pass type of thing. We kind of tried to get a trick play in there just to kind of throw them off their feet. We thought it was a good timing of it all, and we hadn't really shown anything like that, but yet we showed it, and you know, they covered it. And so it's hard for me to say I wish the kid would have ran, but it was 4th and 10. So I think he knows he's just trying to put it up for his receiver and maybe a penalty or something comes of it. And, you know, so that one I can kind of live with. The second one, I felt like we probably should have ran the ball instead of throwing it. We were doing really well driving, and we felt pretty confident. If we would have kept with that game plan, we would have probably scored there, at least in our confidence. But nonetheless, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, as us, the coaching staff, we take that and – you know, but then if you also look at it, if you take away some of those procedural penalties that we had, which is just kids being in different spots, we tried to, you know, we had some cramping and some injury stuff, and we had some different things going on, so we felt like we could do these different changes on the fly that weren't really hard, but, you know, you sometimes don't realize things that seem so simple aren't always so simple in a situation and in a moment of time whenever there's some chaos going on above it. And so, you know, because if you look at those penalties, if you just take away the procedural, not the penalty itself, but the time that was used and some of the big plays, I mean, we had a 30-yard pass or a 30 or 40-yard pass negated because of those penalties. So, again, you look at it like that, I feel like we get those things back and we do those things a little bit better. I think we still put ourselves in a position to win, and we just have to worry about what we need to clean up.
All right, so the Huskies after last Friday fall to 2-2 in the campaign, but still right in the thick of it with, again, getting into the halfway point of the regular season. We'll come back, continue our conversation with Zach Nero and this North Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Dag Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dag Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dag Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201. Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday, a couple of hours away from kickoff at Bendrich Stadium, where the North Huskies will entertain the Ball State Bulldogs. We'll talk about that game coming up in our next segment. Coach Zach Nero joining us. Well, Coach, you take a look at the, you know, the halfway point of the season, and just kind of doing this with all the coaches this week. You know, you got the game tonight coming up with Boston, then we'll get to the halfway point. But just kind of where this football team is right now, the strides that it's made since week one, and then every coach, no matter who I talk to, there's an awful lot to clean up. Nobody's playing their best football yet. Nobody wants to be playing their best football yet at this time, but play well enough to get victories. So kind of just in a capsule, where this North team is after 4 weeks heading into the halfway point tonight.
Well, I think, you know, right now we're just in that, we're in that growth stage still. I mean, and we're growing. I mean, I saw a lot of really good things on film, offensively and defensively. And, you know, we're just kind of finding a way to, sometimes you got to find a way to keep the kids engaged too. I mean, I think this generation is just a little different when it comes to that stuff. And especially when you're trying to change the program and the culture and kind of, you know, building off a lot of things that, you know, you just kind of find ways to spice it up. And I feel like we're in a very good point. I think we're progressing. Like I said, in our wins and our losses, I've been able to take away a lot of positive things still, you know. And I think that's part of growth, is how you can find positive within some of the bad and then take the bad and teach it to become, you know, how do we overcome it, or how do we kind of like split up the bad and going, what are the things we could control? What are the things that were out of our control? And then you just kind of start breaking it down like that and building it right back up and making it realistic for the kids, for them to even understand, like, hey, it wasn't just a loss, or it wasn't just a missed block here, or a misplay, or a bad play here or there, you know, that sometimes kind of maybe the outsiders just see. It was your steps weren't right, so let's just fix it. It was your energy or your effort right there, let's just fix it. Like, just kind of putting it back into the microcosm of what you can control and focusing on that, I think, is the key. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of that as coaches. And I think the players are responding of that.
Coach, you talk about it and you bring up a good point just as far as, you know, the athletes today compared to those of, you know, 10, 15 years ago and everything that's kind of going on in the lives of 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. And, you know, just talking to you the first 4 weeks of this show and getting ready now for tonight's game with Bossy and just these kids and kind of wanting to get better. You know, you get to – some schools, and, you know, already they're probably like, okay, well, how many more weeks of this do we have to go before this is finally over? But, you know, these kids and paying attention to detail and wanting to get better and know that there's still an awful lot in front of them, you know, it's got to be exciting not only for them but this coaching staff that they're still all bought in here in the middle part of September.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they're bought in. That's the one thing I know. You know, I was obviously disappointed with the loss. I mean, it's a big game. You know the ramifications of it. But I went home, and I didn't have to have a kid tell me they were bought in. I didn't have to. Now, I did have some individual conversations after the Rice game, and I heard a lot of accountability, which was kind of the spark for me to go. When I started watching film, is I could just see in their effort and energy through four quarters, regardless of the situation we're in, that they're buying in. You know what I mean? And whenever you can see that stuff on film, I think that's the key. Now, getting them to prepare the right way and getting them to prepare as close to perfection as possible or in this very ordained way is, I think that's just difficult in general. And I think that's just you as a coach setting your ground rules, and this is year one for us. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm going to have to kind of revisit and go, maybe that wasn't the best way to do it, although I feel like it could have been. Well, for kids that responded to that way, maybe I need to retool it to get them to respond better. And so that's what I've done, is take a lot of opportunity after games and to look for things and find ways that, A, what can I control in the situation, and B, what can I give the kids feedback-wise to help them, and I think they're doing that. That's the beauty of growth and beauty of just developing growth in a way is, you know, I said to our parents, I said, you know, sometimes growth is not always pretty, and sometimes you got to find the beauty within ugliness and kind of really kind of hone in on that. And you know, this level of football is chess, not checkers. And how do you kind of adapt the kids to kind of understand strategically, schematically, the nuances and the details, but as well as just themselves, what they need to really focus on versus what they've probably been used to focusing on. You know, when you have a really good athlete, they tend to kind of focus on their abilities more than details, you know, and how do you get them to switch to understanding the details to make it so where their abilities really shine on Friday night? Because what I've always been told is if you have an athlete that thinks he's no longer an athlete. And so finding a way to get the kids to understand the details throughout the week, the nuances, and just like understanding what the team does and how that can be very so sped up on Friday if they learn it and study it all week, that now they're just able to perform and go, you know. And so we're just in that process right now, and it's getting better.
All right, the Bulldogs, boss, you come calling tonight to Bundred Stadium. We'll come back. We'll get the scatter report on the opponent when this North football show continues here on ESPN. 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Knight Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Knight Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Knight Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show, coming up in a couple of hours, it'll be kickoff as the Bossy Bulldogs take on North out of Bundred Stadium. Coach Nero joining us. Well, Coach, Bossy coming in 0-4, still looking for that first win of the campaign. As you break down the Bossy film this week in preparation, just kind of your thoughts on Coach Mullen's team.
I mean, you know, the kids are playing hard for him. I know that. Coach Mullen does a great job over there with that buy-in and stuff. And, you know, they're doing everything they can with what they've got. And you know, schematically, you know, I like what they do. And, you know, I feel like they have a really good scheme every year. And you know, they kind of tailor it to what they have. And I think that's kind of the best way to do things. You know, so one thing I can tell you is they've got some athletes. They've got some guys that can really do things, and you can see their development. Watching them from game one to game four, you know, there's some progress being made. They seem to get overwhelmed at times, and sometimes they do kind of like what we did against Rice. We have too many turnovers and just kind of shoot yourself in the foot moments that just really kind of set you back, and it's hard to come back from sometimes. And so, you know, what I do expect from them, though, is they're going to come out and play. You know, they scored late against Vincent Lincoln. That was one of the games that I was watching, just kind of reviewing again today. And, you know, just watching them do that, their kids are playing hard the whole time. And that's one thing you can't take away from them is their energy and effort and their athleticism.
Well, you take a look at your team right now. I mean, certainly coming off the heels of the Rights game, and, you know, people, you know, I guess in our line of work or fans or whatever, you know, okay, hey, for North, you know, with who you've got coming up next week, this could be the so-called trap game and all of that. But I know, you know, you're looking and focusing every ounce of energy you've got in preparation for this week's opponent, not looking ahead. How do you kind of tell your players as well that, hey, even though this team may not have a very good record, they still got some very good athletes, and we've got to keep our focus and everything that we're preparing for on Ball and not looking ahead?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we do. You know, one thing I feel like in the last few years, and I've been here for a long time, is I always feel like, and people do call this Ball game a trap game for us, because I feel like we've never, we don't play to our standard a lot of times. You know, like I know when I was a position coach, I kind of felt that way. I felt like our position guys kind of played down to the standard that we kind of expected. And sometimes you'll have that with certain teams and groups and stuff. And then, like, as a defense, I felt last year we played above our standard. I really was proud of how our guys played as a defense last year and things like that. But I've had teams in the past that defensively here I don't know if they get in a lull or what, but it's just – and it's probably mid-season lulls too, right, because we're in the middle of the season. And it's just maybe more natural, and it just is a timing issue more than it is really a perception issue. But that's one thing I'm going to kind of really challenge our kids to do is understand, like, if you feel like you should win this game, you need to show it and you need to dominate. And that's the expectation like we have every week. And so if that's our standard every week, it needs to be our standard every week. You know what I mean? And not looking at – film a certain way or looking at teams a certain way. Just because their record's 0-4 doesn't mean we can go and say, oh, it's going to be a walkthrough, because it's not. Those kids are going to come out and fight, like I said earlier. And so I think that's kind of the challenge this week is, as a group and a culture, is are we still going to improve or are we going to take a step back?
Well, you bring up a good point, because any coach you talk to, I mean, you know, the season starts, it's 9 weeks, and then you get to the tournament, you think, well, okay, it flies by. And, you know, I guess – in a sense, it does, but, you know, you get to hear the middle part of August, and are these kind of the dog days of the season? Because, you know, once that calendar flips to October, we know what's at stake that month, but it's just, you know, kind of finishing out this month of September and kind of keeping on track of, you know, where you want this team to be come week 8, week 9, and certainly in the playoffs. And, you know, to take every day as, you know, one of these days where, you know, what are we going to do to get better, no matter who the opponent's going to be that week?
Agreed, right? And I think that's just the key to doing that, is just making sure to kind of – and I think finding new ways to challenge them, but also in fun ways too. You know, like we just can't just put them in adverse situations. You know, sometimes I kind of think about it, and I'll probably make my challenges a lot harder, and then I'll go back and go, wait a minute. Let's kind of play that positive mind game with them, and because a lot of it too is just believing in yourself too, right? And so maybe putting them in situations that are really easy, but you talk it up as it's a challenge, and then – the kids get through it, and they're like, oh, that was pretty easy, right? Or they feel they dominated it, even when reality it was just a simple thing to do. But if they think they dominated it, now they have that dominating mindset. And so, you know, sometimes just playing with the challenges in that way and finding kind of fun ways to do it and different ways to do it, I think, is the key too.
Coach, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time today and each and every week, and continue much success in your preparations, and all the best on Friday night. Coming up tonight for this game with Bossy.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate everything you do, like I tell you every week. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. And as always, go Huskies.
All right. This has been the North Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.